In New Orleans, a rebirth.
Let's fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city, so pretty, historic scenes.
The Preservation Hall Jazz Band helped reopen the Mahalia Jackson Theater last night. The 2,100-seat venue is the home of the city's symphony, ballet, and opera.
The building was shuttered after Hurricane Katrina. It lost its roof and was flooded by 14 feet of water. The electrical wiring was wrecked, the carpeting and upholstery covered in mud and mold. More than 3 years and $27 million later, it's a lift for a community still struggling.
I think it's kind of a feel-good thing for the city of New Orleans.
Judy Jewell of Slidell first attended the theater after it originally opened 35 years ago. She says it looks about the same as it did back then.
Jewell was among the people admiring the new Mardi Gras-inspired interior, gold stage curtain, and purple seats. What they couldn't see? New electrical wiring and plumbing, and new hydraulics beneath the stage. Rosaria Beasley moved to New Orleans after Katrina. She's pleased to see the restoration of the theater and its surrounding Louis Armstrong Park.
When we came here, it was just really dirty, and you know, you could tell the storm had torn it up. And we would, you know, walk over there on the other side and listen to the bands every other Sunday. So to see this renovation take place, that just makes us know that New Orleans is thriving and back. And I love that. I love that.
New Orleans has yet to draw back all of its tourist trade, and officials hope the Mahalia Jackson Theater, as a big venue, might just help.
I'm gonna lay down my burden way down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down.